What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk.
Looking at the what's hot category, we're looking at cotton continuing to see some pretty good strength. Cattle have traded to new all-time contract highs in the live cattle markets, at least the deferreds, not so much the front month. And we're also seeing strong gains in the feeder cattle market as it's trying to test its previous contract highs. Crude continues to be a very hot market as well, as the war in Iran doesn't seem to be letting up, even though we were expecting a little bit of a drawdown. Instead, we're looking at probably things escalating for a little while longer. Soybean oil seeing some strength because of that as well, as it looks like we're leaning more towards the biofuels industry. That's helping to put some support in soybean oil as well. As far as what's not hot, looking at those markets, we continue to see gold and silver come under a little bit of pressure. Of course, the Dow continues to be under pressure because of the strength that we've been seeing in the other markets. And as far as wheat and corn and soybeans, they've kind of gotten into a little bit of limbo right now. Wheat seeing forecasts calling for rains down in the southern plains. That, of course, is alleviating some of the problems, or expected to alleviate some of the problems in the winter wheat region. But we are going to be starting to see crop condition ratings on a weekly basis, and winter wheat conditions continue to decline. As far as corn, that is waiting to see just where acres are going to fall. Now, with the winter storm that's moved through up in the northern plains, that might delay planting a little bit. We're not going to be seeing much take place in the month of April, and that might take some of those acres away for corn, as well as the higher fertilizer costs and the higher fuel costs. And as far as soybeans, that continues to be a market that is following the idea that we are going to see the Trump and Xi meeting. That summit's going to take place in early May, and that is expected to lead to a little bit more demand for U.S. soybeans.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, Fargo.